Matt, with the season Gerard Mayo is having, at least as far as tackles in production, what has been the difference for him, and is that something as a coach that you take pride in with him leading the NFL right now?
Well, you know what? I think Gerard's production is a result of him just working really hard at doing what he's supposed to do on the football field for us. I think all of us really don't look at individual stats and are more concerned with the team and how the team is doing, and I know that's Gerard's focus every week. I don't think he really cares about who has what tackles, certainly on our team and definitely within the league. And I think the only thing he really wants to do is go out and win, and I think that's the most important thing to the team, and he'll do anything he can to help us be in that position. So, you know, I'm obviously glad when Gerard does well, just like I am glad when any of our players or our team does well, and that's the great thing about football is that it's all about the team effort and the team performance more so than the individual. So, you know, obviously I'd like him to keep doing what he's doing out there and keep working hard, and that's the most important thing is to keep working hard and keep getting better, and that's what we try to focus on every day or every week here.
Matt, when you go back and look at the first meeting between the Patriots and Jets, what stood out to you with team struggles against Dustin Keller specifically?
Well, I think all the Jets players, I think offensively they have a great squad of talent and ability, not just Dustin Keller. He's certainly a great player, but, you know, the receivers and the running back position and obviously the quarterback and the offensive line, I think all of it presents different challenges for us as a team that we're going to, you know, have to go back and look at and try to focus on and see what and what we need to do better and how we can do that better. And, you know, that's what we're really trying to look to do is play better each week. So, obviously, we played them at the beginning of the season. They played us at the beginning of the season. Some things have transpired since then with games and what have you. But we'll certainly look at that game, as always, like we do against any opponent that we've played before and try to take a look at that and see, you know, how the game went. So I think we just need to refocus our efforts, I think, our, you know, and make sure that what we're trying to do is to put our team in the best chance for an opportunity to win, and whether that's involved with any of their skilled players, you know, we got a lot of them to handle. So they're a good team, and that's our main focus. We got a big challenge ahead of us, you know, getting after their offense.
Now, what are, on that topic a little bit, what are the challenges for an inside linebacker covering a tight end? Is it, you know, is it taking, you know, deep enough drops? Is it simply recognizing what they're seeing in front of them? What are the kind of fundamental challenges that linebackers face?
Sure. That's a good football question. I'll take those. I think the, you know, the hard thing for an inside linebacker is obviously anytime you're in a situation where the run game can be at you and be on you very fast and very quick, and then where you have a situation where you have a real dangerous receiver that can get down the field and get open. So I think that's the hardest thing for an inside linebacker, and that's one of the reasons that it is such a difficult position, is because you are in the direct line of the run game, but also critically and crucially involved in the passing game. So, you know, I think that's why those guys you know, really hard-working players for us, and those guys that have to do a lot of work and study and improve every week because they're in that situation, you know, where, you know, both of the run and the pass game can affect them very quickly. So, you know, we're lucky we got good guys that work hard at that stuff, but that's the challenge that we face in that position.
You know, Matt, Tully has kind of moved in and out of the lineup. He started the last 2 weeks, but then not since week two or something before that. How has he handled the kind of back and forth of his roles, and how have you viewed Tully's production this season?
Well, I think Tully, you know, number one, Tully's a true professional. He's a great leader for us and a guy that goes out there and works really hard at his craft every day, every week. So, I mean, obviously he's been excellent in all those accords. I think the question of starter, not starter, that stuff's really kind of irrelevant. I think we play a lot of different players at multiple positions, and depending on the position that they're playing at the time and point of the very first play of the game doesn't necessarily dictate whether or not you're a starter or a contributor. So I think it's real, you know, Tully comes to work every day to work hard to improve, and that's all you can ask for him to do and to try to, you know, be the best in whatever it is we ask him to do, and that's what he does. So I think he has worked real hard to get better every day, every week, and he'll continue to do that and to work hard and to get better, and you know, to perform at a level that he wants to perform at, and you know, where we all expect him to perform at, which is what he's trying to do every day, just like all of our players are trying to go out and get better every day and perform at the highest level they can.
Coach, with a team that checks down as much as the Jets do, and they kind of rely on Tomlinson out of the backfield so much in the passing game, how much added stress does that put on your linebackers?
Well, I think obviously Tomlinson is someone that you definitely have to take account for and where he is in the passing game, whether he's in a check down position or not. I think he's definitely a guy that you got to be aware for, just like you got to be aware for all their players. And obviously different schemes and defensive calls will dictate whose priorities are where, but we certainly, all the offensive weapons that they do have need to be alert where all those guys are on every play. I think it's real important for that. And obviously, you know, a great player like LaDainian is.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.